Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for these next few moments we're able to share together as we continue on in the Word of the Lord. And I'd like to begin today by reading Psalm 133 that talks about unity in the body of Christ. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garment. That, of course, was referring to the actual literal oil, but it represents God's anointing when the body of Christ is joined in unity. As the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, which also is a type of anointing representing Christ, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Praise God. Beloved, there is a blessing when we come together in the unity of the Spirit, when we lay aside doctrinal differences and we come together around the person of Jesus. Things of the past will not have mannered. We will be, the watchman shall see eye to eye, and we will understand it is simply Jesus and the Word of God that guides the people of God, and we shall have the fruit of the Spirit manifested in our heart. We shall be able not only to have it within us, but we shall be able to manifest it wherever we go. We will have the words to speak. Our tongue shall be the pen of a ready writer. As we stand together in one accord, we're going to see God do exploits in our midst, and we're going to see God give the increase. Beloved, the unity in the body of Christ can never come by a committee or by a decision that we're going to come together. It has to come by the Spirit of God. That's what so many have not understood. As we have the mind of Christ, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. As we have His mind, as we have the Spirit of God, that same mind that's in Christ will be in the members of His body, and that will bring unity, beloved. As we stand together, we're going to experience the anointing of God like never before. As you read places in the Word of God, when people were coming together in unity, remember one moment that stands out when the Temple of Solomon was being dedicated? It says the priests could not stand to minister because of the glory of the Lord, God's presence that filled that place. They were as one voice in praising God. And we see, as we read the pages of Acts, what happened among the early church, those who were on fire for the Lord. There were signs and miracles and wonders, and God increased, gave an increase as He desired. People were added daily to the church. And so it's going to take the anointing of God as we stand together. And it is God's will that we begin to move in faith. Some of you, you've been filled with the Spirit. You have gifts in your life, but you haven't shaken yourself. What did Paul tell Timothy? He said, meditate upon the gifts that you have given. remember what God said? It says, it's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment, like the dew of Hermon, and like the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord, hear this, commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. And we partake of that eternal life, even as we're living in this mortal body, because our physical body will one day be put on incorruption and immortality. But presently, in the Spirit, the kingdom of God is within us. And so those eternal realities are present, or should be present, in our experience. Beloved, let's get ready to blow the trumpet. Let's publish the word of the Lord around the earth. Let's publish it to our coworkers, to our family, to those who God would bring to your path, and you will be able to have a word in season. Joel 2:1 and declares, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm in my holy mountain. God said there would be terrible times in the land. And of course, he was speaking of Israel in the last days. But spiritually, it's also regarding God's church today. There's warfare coming against the anointed church of the Lord Jesus Christ. But listen, just as God promised deliverance to Israel, God has promised deliverance to his church. Some of you feel like you've been invaded. You've had things stolen from you as far as the work of the enemy. An invasion, if you will, in your homes, in your minds, your jobs, your family, by a whole army of locusts and cankerworms. But God said, be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And this beautiful promise, some of you, I shared it before, you need to hear it and take it as a personal promise to you. The enemy comes to rob, steal, kill, and destroy, and it's time we begin to go on the offensive and take back what the enemy has stolen by faith, because the Lord said, I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And it shall come to pass, this is verse 28, that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my spirit. And it, in verse 32, whosoever shall call, it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, that's, beloved, that's us. We have the word of the Lord. There shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. We need to be on guard, beloved, against lukewarmness and apathy that in some places is creeping like a paralysis, attacking the church today. There's apostasy abounding in many areas of the church world today. Oh, not in your church, perhaps, thank God for that, but many are questioning, and I said, as I've said many times, it all revolves around the Word of God. Do you believe it as it is written, as it was preserved for us, or do you believe that some of it's true, however, it needs to be culturally relevant for the society and times in which we're living? Beloved, there, God's word is unchanging. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will not. There is an earth-shaking move of God that's being fanned by the Holy Spirit, by the hands of God, that is bringing people into a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ like never before. And not just an understanding, but I'm speaking of an experience. I don't know about you, beloved, but I'm sensing it in my own life and in the lives of others. People are being quickened by the anointing of God. No longer is the church shuffling down the street with shaking hands, but revival is beginning to break out. Souls are being saved. And that's why we must do all in our power, use every opportunity that God gives to us. We must proclaim the gospel of the good news. Wherever we go, be ready to give an answer. Let your tongue be the pen of a ready writer. Give reason for the hope that's within you. Not a watered-down gospel, but in demonstration of and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Let's just take a moment to pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I pray now that you will release your anointing in the lives of those who are listening, that we shall walk with a new experience, a new day-to-day awareness of the reality of your word, that the things that the enemy has held back, Father, we rebuke and we release, Father, those victories, those blessings that you have promised to us. In Jesus' name, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to share one more testimony this week, and this is from a brother writing from Southern California. He says, "Forgive me for not writing more regularly. I'm thankful that you are faithful to God and you've been constant in your letters and prayers for me. I look forward to your words of encouragement and the prophetic word that the Lord gives you. Your ministry and your care have helped me more than you can imagine. Your letters, the scriptures, the prophetic words of the Lord are so clear. My prayer is that God will continue to bless you in your ministry. Thank you for all the wonderful pictures, ministry updates, and inserts. With love to you in Christ," a brother writing from Southern California. Praise God. Well, my time has drawing to a close, and as always, I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. Your letters are handled personally. I pray specifically for whatever needs you share, and as the Lord would have, whatever words he would have to come back to you, as I've shared this week, they will be a blessing to your heart. I love you. I thank God for you. I pray for you every day. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.